أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقاتل في سبيل الله لا تكلف إلا نفسك وحرض المؤمنين عسى الله أن يكف بأس الذين كفروا والله أشد بأسا وأشد تنكيلا. صدق الله العظيم. After the battle of Uhud had taken place, in some narrations Abu Sufyan was very keen on continuing his assault against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, and hence he sent a message to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in a few months the battle of Uhud had taken place in the month of Shawwal, in the month of Zulqa'dah, we will meet once again, and that will be where the first battle had taken place, and that is the battle of Badr, at the place of Badr. And this is known as the minor or the smaller or the lesser Badr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made preparations. But obviously, on the other hand, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was severely injured. There were losses of lives, there were difficulties that had come upon the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes the call that we will have to travel out to Badr, a distance away from Madinah Tayyibah. And hence, very few had gotten ready to go with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, Ayah number 84 of Surah An-Nisa, and Allah says, فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go out and fight in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the singular, directly addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not responsible but for yourself. Allah ta'ala has not imposed this but upon you only. In other words, you get ready and you go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, with regards to the believers, وَحَدِّذِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and then encourage the mu'mineen, encourage the believers to emerge in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to encourage the believers, then 70 had got ready with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled to the appointed place. However, Abu Sufyan gripped with fear. The Quraysh themselves were gripped with fear, and hence they did not appear. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Madinah Tayyibah. Now this seems to be a very difficult command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfills this even if he had to go out single-handed, even he had to go out alone in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together comes the promise of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَكُفَّ بَأْسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. That perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restrain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop the might of the disbelievers. In other words, their strength and their power is also in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how your strength and your power is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restrain and constrain them insofar as the fighting is concerned, insofar as the mischief making is concerned. All of that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that Allah Rabbul Izzat is not in need of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's courage, the courageousness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes to the fore when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam stands, fulfills the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallahu ashaddu ba'sa wa ashaddu tankila. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most severe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's force, in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fighting, wa ashaddu tankila, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to punish. In other words, in the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not confined only to the hereafter, but obviously even in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown it in many ways. And hence here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to the call of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Looking at the verses before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows very clearly that Allah ta'ala is not in need of the munafiqeen. Allah ta'ala is not in need of anyone when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pursues his Nabi to go out in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.